And we are back. Back in the Torah, day by day, every day. This is Torah 101 Daily. Continuing in Bamidbar, the book of Numbers, chapter 8, verse 15. After that, the Levi'im will enter and do the service of the tent of meeting. You will cleanse them and offer them as a wave offering. Remember, the Levites are given over to God. They belong to Him. The ancient sages taught that this meant that the Levites have a special role before God and belong to Him in a personal way, not only in this world, but in the world to come. Verse 16, because they are entirely given to me from among the people of Israel, I have taken them for myself in place of all those who come first out of the womb, that is, the firstborn males of the people of Israel. So originally, it was the firstborn males that were to do the work of sacrifices, serving in the temple. But it seems now that it has been switched to the Levites themselves, though the firstborn still belongs to the Lord, but in more of a spiritual sense. For all the firstborn, verse 17, among the people of Israel are mine, both humans and animals. On the day I struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I set them apart for myself. Remember, Adonai had told Pharaoh, Israel is my firstborn son. Verse 18, but I have taken the Levi'im in place of all the firstborn among the people of Israel. And I have given the Levi'im to Aaron and his sons from among the people of Israel to do the service of the people of Israel in the tent of meeting and to make atonement for the people of Israel so that no plague will fall on the people of Israel in consequence of their coming too close to the sanctuary. One ancient midrash from Rabbi Judin considered God's five mentions of Israel in this verse to demonstrate how much God loves Israel. Verse 20, this is what Moshe, Aaron, and all the community of the people of Israel did to the Levi'im. The people of Israel acted in accordance with everything that Adonai had ordered Moshe in regard to the Levi'im. The Levi'im purified themselves and washed their clothes. Then Aaron offered them as a holy gift before Adonai and made atonement for them in order to cleanse them. It is interesting, isn't it, how people who are given over in a lifestyle of service to God are as a holy gift to Him. Verse 22, after that, the Levi'im came to do their service in the tent of meeting in front of Aaron and his sons. They acted in accordance with Adonai's orders to Moshe in regard to the Levi'im. Verse 23, Adonai said to Moshe, here are instructions concerning the Levi'im, the Levites. When they reach the age of 25, they are to begin performing their duties, serving in the tent of meeting. And when they reach the age of 50, they are to stop. Amen. They are to stop performing this work and not serve any longer. So from the age of 25, the Levites were to enter into their calling as servants of Adonai. The Midrash pointed out, though, that there were many mentions before this, saying that it was actually from the age of 30 that they were to enter into the service, as even Yeshua, later within the New Testament, entered into his ministry at the age of 30. But why is it here at 25 years of age? The ancient rabbis taught that from the age of 25 to the age of 30, Levites served apprenticeships, and from that time onward, they were allowed to draw near to do service. The Midrash concluded that a Levite could not enter the temple courtyard to do service until he had served an apprenticeship of 5 years. But once a man reached the age of 50, he was to move out of the way and raise up the next generation. They will assist their brothers, verse 26, the Levites older than 50, who are performing their duties in the tent of meeting, but they themselves will not do any of the work. This is what you are to do with the Levi'im in regard to their duties. So there was an age set at 50 years old to where God would say, it's time to rest, to step aside, and to allow the younger generation who has the energy and the vision to minister to their generation. Let them step up and do the work. Learn to rest. Learn to understand when it's time to slow down. Not a bad thing. Rest being worked into even our weekly schedule on Shabbat. There comes a point where we need to understand that it's not about us achieving anything. It's about God moving through and working through all of us. And that it's okay to take a break, to take a rest, and to move into perhaps a simpler time in life when that age arrives, especially in regards to the work of the Lord. Torah 101 Daily.